Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited return of Felk is finally here. Can I get some fanfare? Female Encounters of the Life Kind is back. Please don't hold any of the sponsors accountable for what may come out of their mouth.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com.
Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Dad shows up. It's like, okay, Dad, yeah.
Hey, guys. We're on, Carrie Love.
Hi.
Welcome. Female Encounters of the Life Kind.
Yes. We're talking about dads, and when they show up, everything stops.
Oh, it was just Mother's Day. That's weird. Hi.
Hi. So, yes, I'm sorry I'm late. My dad showed up.
Oh, that's okay. Dads can show up. I wish my dad would show up.
Same with our moms.
Oh, dear.
Oh, there we go again on
there
the mom jokes.
Don't even go there. How are you?
I'm good.
We're here. Where are we?
We're at Traeger's Bar.
It sounded like a question. I don't know.
We're at Traeger's Bar in Farmington, New Mexico, and it's great.
That's right. It's a really nice day. At least it was until the wind picked up, but now it's back to it. So
you mean the wind again?
Again, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be done by now.
Yeah, if it could knock it off, that'd be...
The Farmer's Almanac said it would be done. Yeah, it's a lie.
Yeah.
I want my money back, Almanac.
I want them to kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass. How was your day? How was your week? Full disclosure, this is our second time doing this week.
Yeah,
because
I feel like yesterday's show was great, but it was just between us, apparently.
It was practice. It was good. I didn't know that you could push buttons on this board that you didn't know you pushed.
Well, and that's the reason I don't touch the board.
Okay, well, I
know I am responsible. I don't even put gas in my car, so...
We're going to power through. So if
shit, yeah, we're gonna.
We had some zingers yesterday, so if you can remember them, we're gonna try to say them. they might come out different.
We can't be organic.
Let's not.
We're gonna be organic, and we can't do the garage sale trivia because I already know the answers and how much I sucked at that. So
yeah, we could. Yeah. It's more of an informative top 7 yard sale items. We bring up yard sales because we're putting on a rather large yard sale. What's the difference between a yard sale and a garage sale? If the garage is open, does it turn into a garage sale?
What if my garage is open and there's stuff in my garage and my yard? It's a area?
It's an open floor plan policy yard
open
garage
floor
sale.
Plan. I think that's a great... Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I see you got your ice cup. That's good.
Yes, folks. I have to have my ice. I just have to put ice in my bra and all the things.
All the time, regardless of if you're recording a podcast or not, you get ice.
You just pipe down.
ice baby over here.
Okay, so have we talked about the doctor's appointments, visits yet? Because remember yesterday
it's so funny that you bring that up because I was just sitting in running the board for punishment for the guys just because they recorded right before us. And Ken went on a whole rant about reservations and appointments. So hey, let's hear you.
But have I gone on this before? Because remember, I can't be on loop all the time.
Oh, we'll get there, and I'll remember pretty far into it.
Okay, so you call and make a doctor's appointment, right? And you
nothing. Go.
Not for that, you pervert.
I know. I'm laughing because it sounds exactly like this. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, so you call and make a doctor's appointment. Like, what do you want to be seen for? And you can say sore throat, and they say, okay.
Oh yes, you did.
We have done this because once again, I made a doctor's appointment, and I'm like, do you people not talk to each other? And I just want to get more creative on the paperwork because, you know, it's like sex,
you've said
yes,
this.
Please.
Yes, you've said
but
this.
But I want to get more creative. So what ideas could you do to mess with doctor paperwork?
Well, you could bring in your own and just replace it on the clipboard.
I don't recommend everything in, like, pictures.
I don't recommend hieroglyphics.
just be like, bro.
Or before you go, you could take little portraits of yourself and every answer is you acting out the answer. It's like, what hurts? And, like, you pointing at it.
Pointing to my throat. I'm like,
here. Are you okay?
Why?
You said you made a doctor's appointment. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. It's just the bum hip thing again.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. It's just my bum. I'm all, since when, A, do you say bum? And, two,
well,
what's wrong with your bum?
Wait. You just reminded me of what we talked about yesterday. Kiss my golden bum. Yes.
That's right. Oh, because I was convinced, because I bought a lottery ticket, that I was going to win the Powerball. Well, I didn't win the Powerball. Here we are. But I have one more chance because the Mega Multiplier Million whatever is Friday. So there's still a chance for you to paint your booty gold and have your exes kiss it.
Right. So for those of you that missed yesterday's show, like everyone, I had to go there.
Yeah.
We were talking about how Alicia's going to win $1 million in the lottery, and she's going to share it with her homies and what she would do if she won $1 million. And I said, well, if I won $1 million, I don't want people to be hitting me up like all your exes pop out of the blue. I'm like, I always loved you. I always missed you. Yeah. No, I would want them to kiss my ass, both cheeks. So I want to get gold paint with my $1 million and paint my butt cheeks and have them kiss my ass. And so the only gold they get will be on their lips from kissing my ass. And so, yeah, it's kiss my gold bums.
Kiss my toasty, toasty golden buns.
Mm-hmm. Line up and do both cheeks, asshole.
Well, I will not be doing that.
Well, that's because you're not my ex.
No, I meant I won't be painting my booty bat.
Why?
Because I don't want to... First of all, I don't like the feeling of paint on my skin. I can't imagine what it would feel like on my butt. Like, no thanks.
Oh, you know what I did one time with a guy? That we won't mention names because I'm an angel.
Are you going to... Well, okay. I'll let you know if we've heard this. Go ahead.
Fuck. Shit. Shoot. Snap.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I used fake tanner on his butt cheeks to put my initials
okay,
in.
Never heard that. Okay.
Yeah. So I put my initials C on one butt cheek and an I on the other butt cheek for fake tanner.
You put CI on his A? CIA, you get it.
Well, and here's the funny thing. Because my middle name is Anne. So it was C, asshole, and then Anne, or not Anne, C, asshole, Inski. And I rubbed it in good because he had the whitest ass ever. I'm sure he still does. So I did fake tanner on his butt cheeks with my initials. Didn't really work so well. Or it was just an excuse for me to ask him to pull his pants down every day. I was like, pull him down, let me see if it works.
Did it though?
No, not really.
At all.
It was kind of a fail.
Oh.
But my buddy, another...
But he didn't use Nair.
Well, he doesn't really have a hairy ass.
Oh, okay.
It's just blindingly white. But another buddy of mine had a really hairy ass, and a friend of mine, we carved our initials. We shaved...
Carved?
Not carved. We shaved our initials in his ass hair.
Oh.
That's how hairy his ass was.
Fun. We're at Traeger's. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay, no more ass hair.
Yeah, no thank you. Moving on.
Do you have a hairy ass?
Yard sale? No.
Okay.
What part of... I don't want to talk about that. Do you not understand?
Sometimes I miss social cues.
Yeah, sometimes. Speaking back to our yard sale / garage sale.
Yes.
Not
perimeter sale.
I envy people that are good at that. Like, I think it's like a hobby that people have.
Oh,
like,
my buddy Cole can rock that shit out.
I wish I could braid hair, and I wish I could conduct a really successful and organized yard sale. Those are my two ones.
Cole can do that. I don't have the attention span to do that shit.
I'm going
to
focus on those two things.
That's what you're going to do when you win the lottery is focus on how to
braid
have
hair.
You want to try and braid mine?
No, I can't do it until I win the lottery, obviously.
We have a friend, Amanda, with really long hair. You could practice braiding on her hair.
Yeah, she does have really long hair.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, can we talk about your birthday party?
Oh, is it upstairs in the private room at Traeger's? Because they have that. You can go up there.
Oh, yeah, you can go upstairs. Yeah. Well, no, but your theme, I think, is epic.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You can talk about it. I don't want to talk about my own party because I feel like that's weird. Go ahead.
Okay, I will.
Talk about me, Carrie.
I'm all about weird, so here we go. It's an 80s rock star party, or superstar, or musician, whatever. And you have to dress like one of them, preferably of the opposite gender. So I chose Boy George, but we have some really great friends with long hair, Malia and Amanda. And
I don't know why you're
we're
going
to
so
make them be fucking Milly Nilly. Milly Vanilly? What the hell are they called?
Milly Nilly. Milly Nilly. They're not called
and you,
that.
And
I don't
you
know
and
why you're so set on them being Milly Vanilly.
Because it's fun. And
Milly
I want
Vanilly
them to bob.
Sucked.
Well,
they
I know,
that great,
but I want them to
obviously
bob and weave. I want them to do the bob.
You know, there's a much more options of bob and weave in the 80s that they
but they
do.
Had a really cool dance.
Well, did you hear that we have changed ours from Hall & Oates to Wham? Because
shit, yeah.
Jessica said that Hall & Oates weren't attractive enough. I'm assuming she means... I always forget which one's a Hall and which one's Oates. Which one is... I think Oates is the guy with the
It just
mustache.
Goes back to the two-ply thing in fiber is what I hear. So, yeah. Do Wham.
Oates? You hear Oates and you think of...
Yeah, I do the clinch. Yeah.
Okay. It's neat.
I think it's a great birthday party idea.
It is. It's going to be really fun. And it's on June 17th, which is on a Saturday, which You'd only get that, you know, once every 6 years or so.
I was talking to Brittany, who was on our show last time, and you remember she's got, like, short little mohawk-y hair. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling her that her and her boyfriend, husband, person, they are married, for the record. Sorry, Josh. And I don't even think they can come anymore. But I said, I know, they might be out of town. But I said they should be Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen.
Oh, yeah.
And then I looked it up, and that's 70s, not 80s. But with her hair, with her hair, would she not make...
The 80s, though?
I don't think that matters when they die. It's when
they
were stars.
They existed in the 80s.
But with her hair, she would make
They were doing drugs in the 80s.
Hence their death.
Hence their death, yeah.
Well, wasn't she stabbed him or he stabbed her?
Me and you like Sid and Nancy.
Yes.
Have you seen, okay, Crazy Town? That
no.
The people that sing that song?
No.
Butterfly? No?
No.
Okay. I've gone down a path that I wish I wouldn't have gone down.
just well, because I'm
just
lost?
Just know that the band Crazy Town is indeed crazy. They still perform.
Oh, okay.
And they were around when I was in high school. Hashtag 2003. What? That's when I graduated, obviously.
God, you're so young.
Thank you.
All the youngins around here.
Yeah, you know what? It is really smart for you to keep young friends. They keep you young.
Did that? Yeah, that's why I go to the doctor for my arthritic hip. Those youngins keep me going.
I need to do that, actually.
Actually, I love all my friends, regardless of the age. But now that you think about it, a lot of them are younger.
Yeah, and I think
Jessica and I are the oldest of the group. But technically, she's older by a month, so let's throw her under the bus.
Technically.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah, that's all right.
Because Malini alone is how old?
She's... I don't know. I thought she was your age.
No, she's younger than us.
I
know she's younger than us.
2 years younger than you?
Possibly.
It doesn't matter.
I think she's around my brother's age. Yeah, it's irrelevant. All I know is I hang out with youngins.
You do.
So I feel young and spry and all the fun things.
So Malia is going to be 42.
How did you know that?
Because I did math.
Oh, math matters.
And
yeah.
I have Google over here.
Google is handy
little
as hell.
Miss Google over here. Hey, do you know what a tarmac is?
Hold on. Should we ask Google when Sid Vicious? God, what was the name of Sid Vicious? The name of his band was...
I don't know. Come
Sid Vicious
on,
was... Hold on, Google's on it right now.
Yeah, I don't remember. I want to
Have
say
you
the
seen
Clash,
the movie
Sid,
right. Sid and Nancy?
I haven't.
What
I only
the
know
hell
the
is...
I only know the story.
Hold on, I think Google has an answer for us.
Sid Vicious was the
lead singer of a British band.
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols. There you go. And I think because Britney has already kind of a mohawk, she could rock that out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 70s band.
I don't think it matters. I'm not going to turn away people at the door and be like, excuse
oh,
me.
Also, I probably should have
your
told...
Your decades are off. Okay.
Have you got your list together? Because look
I
at me.
I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Because... I kind of put them on there for you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. No, the more the merrier.
Brittany,
if you're
you
listening
must
to
come.
This podcast, come to my birthday party.
Yeah, come to her birthday party. Be an 80s rock star person,
yeah.
Preferably the opposite gender. I can't wait to get purple eye makeup wings and wear a tiny little hat.
I am so excited.
I'm going to rock Boy George like a boss.
I went on Amazon and ordered a jean vest already because I thought I was going to be Oates. Or Hall.
And it's like the R and the B without the B or however you said it.
Oh, yeah.
What
it
did
was,
you say?
It was R and B, more R than B. Yeah. Yeah. Remember burning CDs?
Yes.
I was going through stuff for the yard sale and I found a big old box of 8-tracks. Like, good 8-tracks, too.
I know. We talked about that and they're all labeled with your parents' names.
We talked
names.
About that yesterday. In whispers that no one heard.
It was all just a secret. It was a secret show. Private access only. What's your code? What's the password?
We have only pods.
Only pods? Shit, yeah. So instead of naming this Kiss My Gold Bums.
This is only pods.
This is only pods.
Welcome. And it's a lot more whispering.
Like there's a special knock and a password. And you have to show me something.
We're the speakeasy. I'll be speak, you be easy, okay?
Yes! Wait, why do I have to be the easy one? Hold on.
You agreed to that.
Did
so
you just
quick.
Call me a hoe? I did agree.
Who's easy?
She is.
Wait, did you pay your subscription? She is.
Oh.
She doesn't swing that way.
No, not no mo.
Not to the easy?
not to the sunny side of the street. I don't swing low, sweet chariot. What are we saying? I don't know. Yeah, good times. I had a crazy day today. Regardless of the podcast and learning that it is no longer existing. Funny thing, I chose a thing that made our voices go like this. And he's like, Carrie did joke that she had balls, but I don't think I could. Yeah, they dropped mid-show.
Hey, God. All of a sudden, she matured. Puberty hit mid-show.
Oh, my God. I told you hanging out with young people would do you good. I told you.
Right. Podcast puberty.
Only pods. Podcast
puberty.
Oh,
puberty was interesting now, wasn't it?
Oh, I was a late bloomer.
I was a late... Oh, my God. You've seen the picture.
I have. Can we post that on the...
Oh, my God. Can we post the picture of Carrie during puberty?
I don't know. It's you, dude. You are authorizing...
It's terrible.
To post this picture.
I had great earrings, though. Did I not? Carrie's puberty pick?
You did. You actually look a lot like my sister's best friend in high school, Wendy Darnell. No? Didn't know her? She would have been,
didn't really go to high school a lot, so when I graduated, I took a picture with the attendance lady because we had a relationship.
Yeah, right.
It was, I don't know. It is, I think it was a fun thing.
High school? Or
what does your shirt say? Fornicate thyself?
And the coven.
Upon.
Oh.
Fornicate thyself? What do we call that? A hand gibbler?
Yeah, look at that guy. He's a knight. You think he's gibbling nothing?
Well, not through that
He's
armor.
In his armor. They call me
Hand Gibblers.
King Gibbler.
King Gibbler the Third. For the day.
King Gibbler has a problem. Yeah.
He keeps his hands to him damn self.
Yeah. What else have you? Oh, we ate at the doghouse yesterday after
our
show.
How was your,
it was really
your
good.
Worst bratwurst. What did you have a bratwurst?
I don't like bratwurst. I think they're girthy and disgusting. I've always thought that though. That's true.
Wow,
it's too much. Give me a good old fashioned hot dog.
Places I could go with this. Okay, so how was your?
My hot dog, my regular hot dog with sauerkraut and mustard, it was really good.
Until you got to the end and you're like, oh, there's an onion.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, because you went through the whole 6 inches before realizing like there was an onion at the fourth inch.
Whoa, how big do you think that hot dog was, Carrie? Damn.
Well, I've been lying to you.
Been lying to you your whole life. Yes, I absolutely. Freaking knew.
You knew I was going to go
I
there.
I did. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly because I know that's the truth. I've witnessed it. No, it was really good. I've never liked bratwurst, though.
I think I've had one or two.
In your life?
Bratwurst? I'm a weird eater. We've established this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it might be weird that I hate them. I don't know. Who knows?
Why do you hate them? If you hate, why did you get one?
I got a regular hot dog, not a bratwurst. You don't listen, dude.
Sometimes listening skills are not my best skills.
And if I would have got one, then I would have told you. I don't know why, because I did it for a number of years without knowing why. So why not one more, right? No, I didn't do that. I got a regular hot dog. Remember when Wiener Schnitzel was next to Burger King? Those were the wiener days.
We had a Wiener Schnitzel here?
Oh, yeah. It was where the nail salon is at, next to the Burger King, next to Sam's Club. And it was such a pain in the ass to flip a bitch and go into their parking lot.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you don't like hot dogs, but you at least knew that there was a Wiener Schnitzel, and
I
didn't. And I like hot dogs.
I don't like bratwurst. What part of this are you not getting?
Wait, did they serve both?
No, I don't know. I never looked in the menu and thought, ooh, do they have brats? Because I don't like them, Carrie.
What's the difference between a brat and a hot?
Girth, first of all. fat content.
That's
color.
Girth. That's girth. Fat content is
seasoning,
girth.
Seasoning. Probably a different meat package.
I definitely need some ice for this show, son of a bitch.
I think brats are encased, right? I don't know. Are they soft? I don't know. I don't know what's in a brat.
Well, hey, can we ask Google? Google, what's the difference between a brat and a hot dog? A brat and a hot.
These are the pressing, hard-hitting questions.
This is how we spend our time.
This is the content.
Well, or else I'm going to go potty in the middle of the night and sit there and be like, what the hell's the difference between a brat and a hot? Like, all the random things. And then I'll text you at, like, 2
in
the morning. Guess what?
You got to fight. For your right.
To party.
Yeah.
I'm a lyrical gangster.
Okay.
Word it up.
So, bratwurst sausages are not finely ground like hot dogs. They have a coarse and heavy texture. Girl, told you. Bratwurst can be prepared and served in a number of different ways, and they're often purchased raw and are usually smoked, grilled, roasted, or boiled before eating. No one loves a good boiled bratwurst more than you, apparently.
I like them fried.
You like them fried? Okay.
Don't people fry brat? When you cut them down chef length and you spread them open and get them nice and burnt on the inside?
The grill. I would grill that. Or you can fry it, whatever.
Wow.
You boil and then you put it on the grill.
Oh, we have
what?
Chef Amanda over here.
You boil them.
You boil your wheat? What?
Your bratwurst and then you put them on the grill.
Oh. She should be on one of our shows, a cooking show. She's going to give us all of her recipes.
Who's Oliver?
That was the lamest, best joke ever.
King of the...
Cheers.
I have a joke. You have to laugh at it because you've heard it already.
Okay.
I have to say it again. I'm sorry. I'll tell Amanda.
I probably already forgot.
What did the DJ name his son? Eric. What did the Italian DJ name his son? Nera?
I feel like I should get paid to hang out with you.
Get some every time.
Actually, I love lame jokes. I love.
I live for them. I thrive in their presence.
One of my favorite, you've probably heard this one also, but knock, knock.
Who is there?
Europe.
We just told that on the last podcast.
It's my favorite, so I have to say it every time.
Europe who?
Europe who? Don't you call me that. You poo-poo face.
You gotta knock on different doors, girl. Europe's here again. Crap. Lock the door. Deadbolt it.
And you're like, wow, she cannot get it together, can she?
It's fine. I realize
I'm a broken record, so like, what was the noise you just made?
It's endearing. I said Eric or Mara. Never. It's endearing that you go home and use a Men in Black memory eraser on yourself every night. That's cool.
Well, I have a lot of shit going on up here.
I know. I tease, but I know. And there's a lot of shit going on right now in our town and
in our world
and
all the things. There's
It's and no matter what side of the
bratwurst you're on
or the policies you land on, you can all agree that it's tragic, and
what happened the other day sucked ass.
It was rough. I watched the police update or the Farmington PD update.
Oh, I didn't.
The presser. Yeah. Whew, it was rough.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I don't wanna.
Yeah, I'll watch it for you. I will.
Okay, thank you.
I will sacrifice my eyes.
And then you just give me the summary.
And I'll. I'm like cliff notes for Carrie.
Yes, and then I'll forget Carrie's them, and then you can tell them to me again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to repeat myself every day. That sounds like a great life.
What'd you say?
Yeah, exactly. So what else are you doing this weekend besides the yard sale? Got any other big plans?
No, yard sale, hydrate, don't get sunburned.
Oh, that's actually, if you could do all three of those things, that's a win.
Oh, and make a ton of money.
Yeah. See, and Jessica's doing it not to make money, just to purge things.
I'm a little bit of both. I want to get some security cameras around my house.
Oh, hey.
What?
I am selling a security camera.
Shut up.
I am. It's brand new and it's really nice. Are you?
I need security.
Okay.
We work out
really
a deal?
Really nice. Okay.
Let's make a deal.
It was like $300, so, and it's brand new.
Okay, so $3,
we'll make a deal.
I got it. Drop some zeros and we're good.
Rake me over the bratwurst coals.
Golly. We'll negotiate our terms.
Okay, we'll negotiate.
Because I'm sure there's something I have that you want.
Nothing.
You
literally
don't want, like,
nothing.
Size 6 Heelys?
No. You realize the medical bills? You didn't know me when I was really accident prone. You knew me, but I don't think you knew how accident prone I was.
She's referring to Google right now.
Because
Jessica's HR and Amanda is Google.
Yeah, we all.
Everyone has a name.
Everybody fits in their cubbies. I tore my Achilles. I broke a finger. I broke my jaw. I broke my foot. I have many an ailment. I ripped my quad in half. So I've done some things.
Can I ask what your quad is? Because I'm really not quirky.
It's where your hamstring It's the opposite side.
But doesn't quad mean four? Because I was sitting here thinking, what do you have four of? And I was like, fingers. The other one's a thumb. You can't say.
I know. But, it, yeah.
When you said you tore your quad, I was like, all four?
A quadriceps is what it's called.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. I'm not
four major muscles. Oh, Google's on it. Google. Go, go, Google. Oh, my God. I love Google.
I took anatomy in high school.
I think I was supposed to, but I didn't show up.
Instead of learning about muscles and things like that, we watched a movie. I forget what the movie was called. When the teachers put on a movie,
it means they're hungover.
We dissected a fetal pig and then gave it a funeral.
Oh, I dissected a frog and someone cut our legs off when we weren't looking.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Frog legs.
Frog legs who?
I found them.
Wow. That was painful. Yeah. Talk about making a doctor's appointment. Yeah. That one hurt.
That one was rough.
That one was rough.
Yeah. Anyway. If I wasn't scared of touching the board this episode, I would totally have done, wah, wah, wah. But I'm not touching this bad boy.
She's petrified.
I'm petrified. Look at her. She's petrified wood.
Hands off. Hands off the board. Just talk and don't touch any buttons.
That's what I'm doing.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
We'll find out.
I had to put my arms on my shirt. What if I had to do that so I didn't?
Oh, then you'd be a wingman for sure.
Oh, wingman. That's what else we didn't talk about.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that yesterday and that you're wrong.
Okay, so...
You know, you're totally wrong. Google will look this up in a minute.
Okay.
But I'm going
to
be right.
Looked up the last thing that we told her to, and I don't remember what that was. But...
Wingman is not just for hookup.
Here's... Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Okay, go ahead. Give your best definition of wingman.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, your wingman is someone you meet, either your friend already or someone you meet when you're out, that helps you hook up with someone, whether that be in whatever... However many bases you want to get to, that's a wingman. You think a wingman is a best friend or a friend. That's all.
It's somebody who's got your back.
That's a Batman.
Batman. So, a wingman, like, has your back.
A man who helps a friend with romantic relationships, especially one who helps the friend attract a woman. Boom, B. Told you.
That's not right.
Google,
can you find another source?
How dare you?
How dare I attack Google?
How dare you? Question.
I'm sorry, Google. Just go with it.
That's okay. She's a Google voice. Again, I would push it. I won't. That's fine. I told you you're wrong, man.
I'm not wrong. Be a wingman and get my back on this.
No. I don't want to. I'll be your back man. Do you remember that commercial that it was a Snickers commercial and the guy is playing football and he gets hit so hard that he gets knocked out and his coaches are above him and are asking him questions and they're like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Batman.
Hold on, Google is laughing at something.
I am Batman.
I totally ignored you.
I know.
Okay.
Concussions in another episode. Read it.
Okay, here we go. This is why the FCC doesn't like me. A friend of yours who will distract the fat hater friend so that you can hook up with the hot girl opposite of a cock blocker.
I was with Hootie.
You can't... Wow!
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't apply.
Hootie will never listen to this.
No.
She doesn't... You think my attention span's bad? Good Lord, she makes me look attentive as hell. Yes, Hootie, I love you, but I said it. I did.
Well, I guess if you never... get called opposite of a cock blocker, then you'll be happy, right? If I just keep calling you wingman when it's appropriate and not opposite of a cock blocker, you're happy, right?
That was really a lot to comprehend. I feel like we need like a pyramid and a whiteboard.
Bubbles and graphs and pie charts.
This person is connected to this person who's connected to
it's
this
a flow
person.
Chart.
I need a flow
it's
chart.
It's got drop and drags and like...
drag this and that becomes this and this becomes this.
In Excel, you got the...
filter, sort and filter.
Yeah, sort and filter. Goodness gracious. Do you have anything else to say? We have successfully, fingers crossed, everything looks right.
Sweet, man. So we've got everything we said yesterday, but I think we winged it. We're
almost.
We're wingmen winging it. We're wingers. We're wingers now.
Wingers? I don't want to... Dude, you added S to that, and that gets rumors started, Carrie.
You're the one that doesn't like bratwurst.
I know. And I will wear a shirt that says that. You wear shirts that say poop, and I'll wear shirts that say hot dogs.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. 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 That's what it was. We did a wicked Sean Connery.
Can you do a Sean Connery? Can you do it? Please, please, please do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
You like Sean Connery from Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live?
Sean Connery was on Saturday Night Live?
Oh no, it's an act. It's an act. And they say, I'll take famous tittles for 500, Alec. Stuff like that, no?
That's terrible.
Oh, okay.
That was a terrible impression. You can do better than that, honey.
Well, I'll watch another 007. I love that we showed up and we did this. So thank you for coming.
Shit,
thank
yeah, you for go team.
Up.
We got
we
this.
We did a good job.
And that is
how the cookie crumbles.
We'll see next week. Gets wrapped or whatever.
That's
I don't know.
It today. They'll be back next week with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.